same manner as he walked.
Yes, yes.
It's about how we live.
Yes, yes.
Did Jesus not say in John 10:7, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me?
Yes, sir.
Those who belong to Jesus are responsive to his voice.
Yeah.
Responsive to the word that are preached from pulpits all across this world. Those who belong to Jesus are responsive to his voice. How our relationship is demonstrated is by walking as Jesus walked.
Yeah.
Walk as he walked, live as he lived, do as he did. 1 John 2:6 states, the one who says he abides in him ought to himself walk in the same manner as he walked. And now, there are things we inherit in life. For I was told, when I walk, he said, I walk like my grandfather. So it's a matter of say I don't look like I move my knees doesn't bend.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Yep. Yep. Now you trying to do me a favor. Everybody. Everybody clap your hands right. Yeah. I got power.
laughable Wade Hampton Show.
We welcome you back to live, back to reality here in the Ham Camp. The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Let's take another look at our Bible Jeopardy question. From word meanings, figures of speech for 600 points, the category. What is the place that you store grain? Is it a hop, a garner, a usury, or a fan? Which of those places do you store grain? A hop, a garner, a usury, or a fan? Luke 3:17 has that answer. Get with me at 318-484-2500. Don't forget, we've got roll call coming up in just a few moments. You only got a couple minutes more to give me a call. Let me know who you are, where you're calling from, particularly the folks in the Monroe, Shreveport, Lake Charles, Natchez, Mississippi area, and even right here in the Central City. We want to hear from you. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Brand new Canton Spirituals and Al Green together. This is Hallelujah Anyhow.
Listen to me now. You've been down and you can't see your way. You've been praying and hoping for change. Yeah, seems like nothing is going your way. Just put it in God's.
Enough of it.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe that.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
Yeah.
is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five City Strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
You know, when you start to thinking about worrying about your bills and different things, just know that your trust is in the Lord Almighty. Jesus will fix it for you. Her name is Chantel Norman Beatty on KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana as we celebrate Black history all month long, the accomplishments of African Americans throughout our history of this nation. They are monumental, to say the least, and we are still contributing to this society. Let's get to our roll call right now.
Good morning, Mr. Wade. How are you this morning? May God bless and keep you, and I'm listening to the Wade Hampton Show, and I listen to it every day, enjoy it, and I would like to give a shout-out to all the listeners of the Wade Hampton Show, and a special shout-out to Lady Di. And may God bless each and every one of the listeners and all of us today. God keep us safe in his care.
Good morning, Lady Diane Sharon Gilbert from Monroe, Louisiana. I love listening to the Wade Hampton Show. on the radio or the internet, KAYPV 88.1 out of Alexandria, Louisiana. Hello, Miss Berger and all Louisiana listeners. Y'all have a good, safe, blessed day. Thank you.
The unstoppable way, the unstoppable way.
This is Dionne Warwick, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Did you know that the world's first gods and goddesses were black? And did you know that black women were worshipped in Africa and Europe? Well, indeed they were, and the most popular black goddess was named Isis. We will hear more about this fascinating goddess after this word from our sponsor.
Don't forget to tune in Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for KAYT, KQJO's Moments in Black History, where we shed light on our black heroes and leaders of the past and present. That's Moments in Black History, right here on KAYT, KQJO, FM.
This is Dionne Warwick, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Isis is the most important goddess of the ancient Egyptians. She was worshipped as the mother of all things. According to Egyptian legend, the god Osiris, who was the husband of Isis, had once been an earthly king who was beloved by his subjects. His jealous brother Seth killed Osiris and cut his body into pieces. Isis roamed the earth looking for the pieces of his body, put them together, and miraculously restored his body to life. The risen Osiris regained his kingdom and ruled again with his beautiful wife, Isis. For thousands of years, the Egyptians worshipped Isis because of her devotion to her husband, Osiris. Eventually, Isis became the most beloved figure in all the world. She was worshipped as the Black Madonna. This is Dionne Warwick. This is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Thanks for listening.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Introducing Kai Detox Tea from Tava, a leader in the health and dietary industry. Sip and savor the flavor of Kai Detox Tea. Kai Detox Tea can gently and effectively cleanse your body of everyday impurities and help you feel your very best. Kai Detox Tea contains all natural ingredients and can be served hot or cold. For increased energy and weight loss, it's Tava Kai Detox Tea. Available now at 318-623-9503 or 318-319-8472. This message is brought to you by Fannie Reed, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I've lived a lot of my life surrounded by thousands of incredibly talented people working hard to make their dreams come true. With show business, as with much of life, there doesn't seem to be any justice to who makes it or not. So many amazing talents have gone unnoticed. A question I've asked myself a lot is, what does it actually mean to make it or to succeed? I believe this question is ultimately asking, where should we place our hope? I can't put my hopes in all my dreams coming to fruition. I can't put my hope in my own efforts. I can't even put my hopes in God to work all the details so I get what I want. No, I have to put my hopes solely in God and trust that the life God gives me is exactly what is best for me. Living with that kind of peace, to me, is success. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, let's go to the birthday list and say happy birthday to some wonderful people who celebrate today. We'll begin with Janie Hobbs, Val Frazier, Tiffany Monique, Stephen Maya, Nanette Pennywell, Penny Davis, Katrina Johnson, Aura Akasua King, and C. Dalton Bannister. And everyone around the world who celebrates today as their birthday, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's talk about today's Bible Jeopardy question from Word Meanings, Figures of Speech for 600 points. Which of the following is a place to store grain? Is it a hop, a garner, a usury, or a fan? You can find the answer in Luke 3:17. And if you responded, what is a garner, then you, my friend, would be absolutely correct. Luke 3:17. Now, here's what it says. It says, whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor